I've got a question in mind. Can I ask you? We do repent. Sometimes we become habitual of offering prayer. We start refraining from sins as well. It does happen. But actually, people lack perseverance. We make our mind when we see a huge gathering of Holy Rasul's devotees. We do repent and decide not to do it again in future. I'll not miss even one salah and will not listen to the music. I'll quit watching films, avoiding lies. I will avoid taking bribe. I'll wear sharai beard. And so, I'll also become a devotee of Rasul, practically by the way. But people need your madani pearls for getting consistency. What do you say should be done? Tell us.
Well, people realize and try to act upon sharai orders, but there are reasons behind losing perseverance.
Yes.
Bad company seems to be the main reason in this regard, which affects human attitudes and change in character. It has been observed that a person depends on his friend. He wants somebody to be his friend. If they find anybody who acts upon sunnah and adheres to the orders of sharia, then it will be great enough. But what actually happens is that when such people come to perform i'tikaf, they go to those friends after performing i'tikaf who are clean-shaved. Sometimes they are not punctual in salah. They are found to have developed a tendency towards other sins. They are habitual of telling lies, using expletives, backbiting, indecent jokes and close friendship. So whenever they enter such environment, they lose all the religious knowledge which they have acquired during i'tikaf and religious gathering. And these people are again influenced by their friends. We cannot construct a building overnight. It takes time. It takes usually a couple of years to construct, but if a building has to be demolished, it takes a couple of hours only to demolish it completely. But construction is difficult. So spoiling something is easier. A person is usually reformed after much efforts, but if he joins the company of dissolute people, his character is spoiled again. So a person should ponder over whose company he joins and passes the time. With what we have been motivated in Ahadith regarding the company is that the company should be such which leads to the remembrance of Allah. They don't find such a company. They use expletives instead of saying salam. Such people do exist who start off the talk and greet each other with expletives, MashaAllah. Therefore, a company should lead to the remembrance of Allah. But the society has become deprived of such devout friends. A reformed person spoils his character with dissolute people. So a person falls into the same state where he starts from. He forgets both salah and sunnah and he shaves the beard, even if it has been grown. This is the reason why we insist on Madani Qafila on the night the moon is sighted after i'tikaf in Ramadan. When the moon is sighted, a person should not meet his dissolute friends. He should travel with Madani Qafila in order to get perseverance even more. A person should go for 1 month or 92 days Madani Qafila. May it be for 12 months. It may be for 12 days. It should be at least for 3 days. May Madani Qafila be arranged on Eid. If he goes to meet his friends then, they might take him to the places of hilarity, lest they take him to watch a movie. They might take him to a theater, lest all the efforts be wasted. If a person wants to be reformed, he ought to reform the company that he joins. He ought to abandon the bad company and to repent of it as well. It's a sin to keep bad company. It is something else if there is sharia justification. For example, somebody who is such that he is capable, I mean his words are so persuasive, that he will be able to reform sinners. If for the purpose of reforming, not for enjoyment, our company is for enjoyment, it is for amusement and merrymaking. If a person sits with them for preaching and inviting towards righteousness, it will be considered as worship, or there might be any other compulsion for him due to which he could not avoid it. These are other conditions, but joining a bad company for the purpose of enjoyment is condemned by Quran and Hadith. A person must repent of it and therefore ought to quit bad company. Don't let Satan trap you into doing it. Being excited after i'tikaf. If a person aims at reforming others, joining the company of dissolute friends might fall into depravity again as he is not so tenacious. Join the company of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn how to preach and reform them. Then he can join their company for a short time with the intention to reform and without unnecessary talk. He should not start off the talk about terrorism or conversation about politics. Such people hold talks over governmental affairs also. They talk about ministers and president as well. They talk about prime minister also. They run away also if a police officer blows whistle. They criticize prime minister's statements as well as comments of the president. Why don't they themselves become the president? People lack this ability. Who will make them so if a person goes to invite others towards righteousness and talks over such topics, then he is still not allowed to work till 5 years. No need to join such people. Learn even more. He has to invite them towards righteousness and make them travel with kafila and make them practice madani inamat. Preachers should also do it. If a person practices madani inamat punctually and becomes habitual of traveling with kafila, then inshallah, he will take interest in madani activities. He will get interest by heart and will get steadfastness. Allah knows the best, as well as the Holy Rasul. Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi.